gulping air, Aelith leaned against her door after she'd raced back from the beach and whipped inside. That had been one close call. She'd barely kept ahead of Hunter after she'd spelled him by the loch. She hadn't had a choice in removing his memory of their first meeting and conversation by the water, not when her duty was to ensure his survival. Aye, she was certain he was the warrior from her vision. His lifeline had indicated a great deal, and the way he'd spoken to her had tugged at her heart. So too, if she was being honest with herself, that tugging had begun back when she'd first met him in the Great Hall. The connection between them had built swiftly, progressing as they'd walked down to the waterfront, then surging ahead during their conversation. He'd captured her attention immediately, unlike any other man before him. That wasn't to say they were mated, but she hadn't been able to cease touching him, and he'd been much the same way with her. She'd loved it when he'd sat next to her on the log and given her his undivided attention, then played with the lock of her hair as they'd walked along the beach. The moonlight had cast his handsome features into firm determination, highlighting the strong line of his jaw and casting a shimmery glow over his furrowed forehead and flaring nostrils. Aye, they'd flared because he'd been breathing so deeply in order to take in more of her scent, and she hadn't missed that. She likely should have spelled the removal of her scent once her last spell within the Great Hall had worn off, only with him dragging in her scent like that, it had made her belly flutter with such excitement. Aye, it still fluttered now. She squeezed her hands into fists and tried not to open the door and bound back out. She both wanted to be with him and didn't. His safety was only assured if she set these rising emotions for him aside, though, and returned to the past. She couldn't take him with her, and he wasn't permitted to follow. That was the only option moving forward, until she no longer saw a vision of him perishing. The cracking of bones echoed under the door, then the heavy thump and scratch of paws resounded. Shifters could be incredibly territorial, and if they were mated, he would be even more territorial due to their bond. Somehow, he'd already tracked her down. Drat it all. She jiggled from foot to foot, so unsure as to what to do. Let Hunter come in and spell him to forget her again. Or ignore him. More thumping and scratching, a bear's muzzle pressed to the gap under the doorway, and a snort and growl rumbling through. Ugh. He wasn't leaving, not until she'd dealt with him again. Heart squeezing in on itself, she opened her door and leaned against the door jamb, then tried her best to assert as much authority into her voice as she could. "What do you want?" A big bear prowled back and forth, Hunter's clothing scattered across the floor of the passageway. He'd shifted in a hurry, and boy, did she have her work cut out for her with him. His bear's golden shifter eyes drilled into hers, his beast holding a stunning brown pelt with white-tipped paws. He rumbled another grisly growl, then padded past her into her chamber, before turning around in a slow circle in the middle of the room, at the end of her four-poster bed. He sat on his rump on the white rug, his front legs straight and ears alert, as he observed her like one did when examining a bug under a microscope. Aye. And she was currently the bug.